Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Pre-training Without Attention, authored 2022 by Junsheng Wang, Jay Yan, Albert G. Yu, Alexander M. Rush. Pre-training without abstract transformers have been essential to pre-training success in NLP. While other architectures have been used, downstream accuracy is either significantly worse or requires attention layers to match standard benchmarks such as GLU. This work explores pre-training without attention by using recent advances in sequence routing based on state space models, SSMS. Our proposed model, bidirectional gated SSM, BIGS, combines SSM layers with a multiplicative gating architecture that has been effective in simplified sequence modeling architectures. The model learns static layers that do not consider pairwise interactions. Even so, BIGS is able to match BERT pre-training accuracy on GLU and can be extended to long-form pre-training of 4,096 tokens without approximation. Analysis shows that while the models have similar average accuracy, the approach has different inductive biases than BERT in terms of interactions and syntactic representations. 1. Introduction. Transformers are the de facto model architecture for NLP pre-training, Vaswani et al., 2017. Since BERT, Devlin et al., 2018, they have proven central to NLP tasks with their ability to learn effectively on large and labeled datasets. Specifically, the use of attention as a central routing component seems to be critical to empirical success on downstream tasks. Other architectures have been proposed but require attention layers for high accuracy, Tay et al., 2020b, Lee Thorpe et al., 2021. Is the centrality of attention in pre-training due to inductive bias or computational convenience? This question is complicated by the properties of common sequence routing layers. Recurrent neural network, RNN, models do not scale as well as attention, whereas convolutional neural networks, without attention, CNNs, cannot easily model long-distance dependencies. State-space models, SSMs, for deep learning provide a promising alternative. Recent works show that SSMs are a competitive architecture for long-range sequence modeling, GU et al., 2021. SSMs achieve strong results on speech generation, Goal et al., 2022, and on the long-range arena benchmark, Tay et al., 2020a, outperform standard and long-range transformer architectures, GU et al., 2021, Gupta, 2022, GU et al., 2022, Smith et al., 2022. In addition to improving accuracy, SSM-based routing does not have quadratic complexity as the length of the sequence grows. Concretely, the model provides a way to achieve RNN-like long-range dependencies with CNN-like training speed. This work proposes an architecture for applying SSMs using a bidirectional gated SSM, BIGS, model for BERT-style pre-training. BIGS uses SSM routing at its core as a replacement for attention. However, this change alone significantly degrades the representational capacity of the model. To target this issue, we develop a multiplicative gating architecture, Dauphin et al., 2017, Hua et al., 2022, Meta et al., 2022. In combination, this leads to a simpler routing approach that remains surprisingly effective at modeling necessary interactions. Experiments compare SSMs to standard NLP pre-training. While we find that SSMs by themselves underperform on NLP pre-training tasks, BIGS is able to match the performance of a BERT model when trained on the same data in a controlled setting. By additionally pre-training on longer-length instances, the model is able to grow without approximation to extend to input sequences of length 4096. Analysis shows that importance of multiplicative gating in fixing specific issues of variable-length textual input. All models from this work are available at https://github.com/jxiw/bigs. 2. Related work. Prior to BERT, promising pre-training approaches for learning contextual representations were learned using RNN-based models, McCann et al., 2017, Peters et al., 2018. While important precursors, their accuracy did not scale with data or compute as well as transformers. This gap remains even when backporting best practices from transformer pre-training, Peters et al., 2019. Recently, Tay et al., 2021, explored pre-training with several convolutional, CNN, variants. Results show that CNN without attention does not perform well, although they note benefits in routing speed. Lee Thorpe et al., 2021, propose FNet, which replaces the attention layer with a Fourier transform. Without attention, this achieves 92-97% results on Glu, Wang et al. 2018. Other works have used CNN-based models with multiplicative gating for NLP tasks such as machine translation, Dauphin et al. 2017. We believe Biggs is the first model to achieve BERT-level transfer learning on the Glu benchmark without attention. Researchers have begun to use state space models for NLP tasks, and have primarily focused on auto-regressive language modeling. In S4, GU et al. 2021, and its variants, Gupta, 2022, GU et al. 2022, researchers experimented with language modeling, achieving promising results, though slightly worse than transformers. Gated state space adapts a SSM plus gating approach to language modeling, Meta et al. 2022. Concurrent to this work, Dao et al. 2022, propose H3, which closes the gap in auto-regressive language modeling, and with two attention layers outperforms transformers on open web text. Finally, a related method, Mega, Ma et al. 2022, combines exponential moving average routing with a simple attention unit to outperform transformer baselines. Our approach instead focuses on bidirectional masked language modeling and questions of downstream generalization. 3. Background. 3.1 State Space Models. A state space model, SSM, is a general-purpose tool for describing the relationship between a continuous time scalar input U, T, to scalar output Y, T, by the following differential equations. The process is illustrated in Figure 1. In a practical sense, after training, this kernel K fully characterizes the SSM, i.e. the model is a 1D convolution with a very long kernel. 3.2. Learning SSMs. GU et al. 2020-2021 demonstrate an effective approach for using SSMs in neural networks. The core insight to propose a parameterization of the transition matrix A, known as HIPPO, this matrix yields a stable training regime that can also be efficiently trained. The full model, S4, retains the SSM ability to model long-term sequences while being more efficient than RNNs to train. Recently, researchers, GU et al. 2022, Gupta, 2022, have proposed simplified diagonalized versions of S4, which achieve comparable results with a simpler approximation of the original parameterization. In preliminary experiments, we used several different S4 parameterizations but did not find a significant difference in accuracy. Throughout the work, we use S4D as the parameterization. While the specifics of SSM discretization, parameterizations, and training are beyond the scope of this work, at a high level, we note that each of the models leads to the form in the previous section. The model can be therefore be trained by backpropagation, though the convolution and discretization without the serial bottleneck of RNNs, and applied without the quadratic cost of attention. Each SSM itself has O, N squared, parameters, and we use N equals 64 throughout the work. 3.3 multiplicative gating. Gating units have been widely used to improve the performance of various architectures such as MLP, CNN, and transformers, Dauphin et al. 2017, Shazir, 2020, Naring et al. 2021. One example of such a gating unit is the gated linear unit, GLU, which has been used effectively for CNN-based NLP systems, Dauphin et al. 2017. Let U represent an input activation. GLU first computes both a gating vector and a linear transform, male sine, wu, and vu respectively. The output of the layer is then the element-wise product O, wu, greater than, vu. Recent work has shown that gating can increase the performance of models using simplified routing. Hua et al. 2022 showed that linear time attention models can benefit from improved gating. Meta et al. 2022 propose a gated state space architecture using gating for unidirectional SSM models. Multiplicative gating may restore some of the interaction capacity from full attention-based interactions. 4. Biggs model. We consider two different architectures for SSM pre-training. A stacked architecture, stack, and a multiplicative gated architecture, gated, shown in Figure 2. Transformer architecture. The stack architecture with self-attention is equivalent to the BERT transformer model. We replace the attention block with two sequential SSM blocks to mimic the nature of bidirectional self-attention. Gated architecture. The gated architecture is a bidirectional adaptation of the gated unit of Hua et al. 2022. Specifically, let X, Euro RLD be activations at the ITH layer where the length is L and the model size is D. We use the activation JLU, Hendrikes and Gimpel, 2016, for O. The first stage computes, the second stage uses two sequential blocks, i.e., a forward and backward SSM layer, with a multiplicative gate. The third stage uses a feed-forward layer again with gating, to replace the two dense blocks in the traditional transformer architecture. We sum this output O with the original input X, finally as the input X plus 1 of the next layer I plus 1. The number of parameters per layer in gated SSM is roughly 13d squared, while the number of parameters per layer in the stack is 12d squared. We compensate for this difference by using fewer gated layers. SSM layer. The SSM layer under both architectures is a map over vector sequences, SSM, X, RLXD, RLXD. However, SSMs are defined for scalar sequences. Past work creates d differently parameterized SSMs for each dimension, GU et al. 2021. Experimentally though, we found it just as effective to use the same parameterization, and therefore kernel K, for each hidden dimension. This simplifies model analysis and makes the total number of SSM parameters negligible. 5. Experimental setup. Experiments compare the performance of SSM BASED models to attention-based models on several standard fine-tuning benchmarks. Experiments control for total parameter size and amount of pre-training in terms of number of tokens. All models are on the order of magnitude of BERT large at around 350m parameters. All gated SSM models use 23 layers and stack models 24 to match parameter count. In order to run ablation tests, we consider three different pre-training scales, 11b, short, 29b, medium, and 97b, full. Models and architectures are roughly similar in training speed at this length. The 11b, short, training scale is roughly equivalent to the 24h BERT setting typically used in research studies, Isaac et al., 2021. Full training closer to the original BERT model, which was trained on 128B tokens. For all pre-training, we follow the training data and masking strategy of Isaac et al., 2021. Following Roberta, Liu et al., 2019, we use only masked language modeling and not next sentence prediction. We pre-process and mask tokens offline for all models for consistency, with maximal sequence length to be 128. We use a grid search on perplexity to select configurations of wake decay and learning rate. Other hyperparameters follow Isaac et al., 2021. For SSM, we use a cosine decay learning rate scheduler, which starts at zero, warms up to the peak learning rate, and then decays back, GU et al., 2021. Pre-training is done with length 128 token sequences. In order to adapt to longer sequences, we apply continued pre-training. To adapt to 512 tokens for the squad dataset, we follow the protocol of Wettig et al., 2022, and train on longer sequences of the same pre-training dataset. To adapt to 4,096 tokens, we follow the longformer, Beltegi et al., 2020, protocol and continue training the Biggs model on the text of length up to 4,096 tokens long, for 10k more steps using their proposed training corpus of longer documents. For 4,096 tokens, use a smaller Biggs model, 119m. So that it is comparable in size longformer base and BART base models. We note that longformer, LED, and BART are based on superior underlying models that are trained significantly longer. Our SSM implementation is based on the annotated S4 to the power of 1, Rush, 2022, and our pre-training uses https://shroosh.github.io/annotated-s4 the template from Hugging Face Transformers Squared, Wolf et al., 2020. We experimented with variants of S4 SSMs and found they performed similarly. Experiments use S4D, GU et al., 2022, for simplicity. Note that for a fair comparison, we keep the size of gated architecture comparable to a stacked architecture in our BERT's implementation. 6. Results. 6.1 GLU Table 1, top, shows the main results for different pre-trained models on the GLU benchmark. In short and medium training, we note that the stack architecture is significantly better with attention than with SSM routing. However, with the gated architecture, the SSM achieves competitive results. To confirm this is not simply from a better architecture, we try gating with attention but find it does not improve. On full training, Biggs continues to improve in accuracy. Table 1, bottom, compares the Biggs architecture to other reported results on GLU. First, we compare to other non-attention-based pre-trained models based on RNNs and CNNs, Peters et al., 2019, Tay et al., 2021, Lee Thorpe et al., 2021. Results from these works all show significant degradation in transfer learning with GLU scores far below BERT. Next, we compare Biggs to the full BERT results as reported in past work, both from the original paper, Devlin et al., 2018, and from follow-up works with an improved fine-tuning convention, Isaac et al., 2021. We see that the Biggs model achieves comparable test scores. While the final glue score is nearly identical, we do see that the models perform differently on the underlying tasks, which we explore more below. We also apply Biggs to SQUAD, Raj Prakar et al., 2016. SQUAD requires extending the length of the model from 128 to 512 tokens through additional training. We report the F1 score in Table 2. We see that Biggs outperformed BERT when adapted with this procedure, Wettig et al., 2022. We note that both of these models underperform BERT, which was pre-trained fully on 512 tokens. 6.2 Long-form classification. An advantage of SSM-based routing is that the models can extend to longer ranges without requiring approximation. To adapt to longer range classification, we continue pre-training on longer data, 4096. Table 3 shows results on encoder-supported cubed experiments in the scrolls, Shaham et al., 2022, a recent long-range language modeling benchmark. We can compare the model to long-former encoder-decoder, LED, and BART. On these long-range tasks, it performs as well or better, taking advantage of the long-range context. 7. Analysis. 7.1 Role of SSM compared to multi-head attention, where routing is determined by L-squared attention coefficients per head per layer. The Biggs SSM routing is relatively compact. Each layer has only 2 L static values. Figure 3 shows these values in the form of the forward and backward kernels. These kernels correspond partially to local aggregations such as the next word, layer 1, or a preceding trigram, layer 6, and partially to long-term future or past information, layer 14, layer 17. Figure 4 shows how these kernels change during fine-tuning. In particular, during MNLI fine-tuning, the model needs to look at more long-distance information to match between sentences. This results in most local kernels remaining the same, but long-distance kernels adjusting. The figure shows 3 kernels expanding their scope outward. 7.2. Role of gating. Glue results show a significant improvement in downstream accuracy with the gated model. However, we find that Stack SSM has a similar pre-training MLM loss. Figure 5 illustrates the difference of MLM loss and MNLI accuracy for both gated and Stack SSM, compared to the MLM loss and expected MNLI values presented in BERT, Devlin et al., 2018. The figure shows that the gated model tracks closely the anticipated pre-training gains, while Stack does not. We speculate that multiplicative gating helps the SSM model generalize to long-distance interactions. Table 6 compares accuracy of examples binned by length on the QNLI task. We see that the Stack SSM decreases greatly in accuracy as the bins get larger, unlike for BERT and Biggs. We further probe this issue with a synthetic adversarial task. We collect a dataset of examples from QNLI that have the same label prediction from both the Stack and Gate versions of the SSM model. We add distractor phrases, tilde, chosen to be non-ambiguous, in between the hypothesis, H, and premise, P, to see if the model has learned to skip over these to match H and P. Table 4 shows that the gated model performs significantly better at this task. 7.3. Syntactic analysis. Biggs seems to perform well on syntactic tasks such as COLA, Warstat et al., 2019, figure 7. We speculate that these results indicate that SSM routing may have different inductive biases than transformer, in particular in terms of locality. We follow Goldberg, 2019, in adapting 2 preliminary experiments with of syntactic tests for masked language modeling. Linzen et al., 2016, test a model's ability to distinguish agreement in the presence of spurious intervening agreement attractors. For example, the sentence, "Yet the ratio of men who survive to the women and children who survive, is not clear in this story," has 3 attractors for the masked work, is. Figure 8 shows that Biggs consistently outperforms BERT as number of attractors grows. Marvin and Linzen, 2018, develop pairs of manually constructed examples targeting various syntax phenomena and difficulties. Given a pair of examples from this stimuli, "No students have ever lived here," and "Most students have ever lived here," we feed an adapted version, mask, "Students have ever lived here," into a model and compare the predicted scores for the masked position, "No," and "Most," from it. Results are reported in Table 5 and again show that SSM outperforms BERT on several agreement phenomena. While more experiments are needed, it is possible that the sequential nature of Biggs leads to an inductive bias to a more stack-like representation, since it cannot rely only on long-range matching. 7.4 Efficiency and Flop Analysis. Table 6 gives the floating-point operations, flops, for both Biggs and BERT models. Flops measures a best-case computational cost of models. By comparing the flops of Biggs and BERT for different input token lengths, we can better understand their relative efficiency and scalability. We calculate the training complexity, including both forward and backward passes for both Biggs and Burt, assuming single instance per batch. When the input token length is 128, Biggs shows slightly lower flops than Burt, indicating a marginal advantage in terms of computational complexity. As the input token length increases to 512, Biggs surpasses Burt by a noticeable margin. This increasing efficiency gap trend continues nonlinearly with token lengths of 1024 and 4096 respectively, implying that Biggs is better equipped to handle applications with longer input sequences. While SSMs have a theoretical computational benefit compared to attention, current implementations and hardware do not yet show this benefit. In our experiments, models are roughly the same speed. On longer range tasks, the SSM element is more tractable than the attention component, but concerns like training memory require careful optimization. Related work by Dao et al. 2022 considers specialized kernels for SSM computation. 8. Limitations. While SSMs are a promising technology for pre-training, there are some limitations for their use. This work considers SSMs for bidirectional pre-training and not autoregressive language modeling. In this setting, some of the benefits of SSMs are less apparent, such as being able to utilize RNN-based generation. In our preliminary studies in applying Biggs to long-range question answering, WikiQA, Yang et al., 2015, Trivia QA, Joshi et al., 2017, we did not see direct benefit of SSM. One issue was that some tasks have specialized loss functions, and adapting these to SSM training may require additional care. 9. Conclusion. We propose Biggs as a model for pre-training without attention. Biggs makes use of both SSM-based routing and multiplicative gating. Results show that SSMs alone perform poorly in a stacked architecture, but gating helps them to generalize. As far as we are aware, this architecture is the first to replicate BERT results without attention. This work opens up many interesting future questions. We experimented with adapting to longer text, but SSM-based models could be pre-trained fully on much longer sequences. Additionally, SSMs have the potential to be significantly faster than attention with further optimization. Finally, we took the first steps in exploring the interesting syntactic properties of SSMs, but it would be interesting to see further probing of how their internal representation leads to these properties. 10 ethical considerations. Our models are trained using a corpus consisting of existing collections of text from Wikipedia and books. Recent research has uncovered potential societal biases that are embedded within many established corpora. While it is beyond the scope of this paper to delve into these biases in depth, we acknowledge the potential risk that our pre-trained models may inherit these biases. In light of this, we are interested in exploring whether previous research on language bias detection can be applied to Biggs as part of future work. Additionally, in this paper, we have focused solely on the English corpus, and it would be interesting to investigate how Biggs can contribute to multilingual language modeling in the future. 11. Acknowledgement. We gratefully acknowledge the support of Google's TPU Research Cloud, TRC, program in providing cloud TPU resources for this research. AR is supported by NSF Career 2,037,519, NSF 1,704,834, and a Sloan Fellowship. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.